Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, you guys. If you were listening a second ago, I was telling you about this package we got from a place called Fun Delivered. It's undeliverable packages. They throw you by the size of the box and they fill it. They cram it full of as many packages, undeliverable packages as they can. And it's completely random. So Janie's texting me and she's all, it's Jane. Are all the things in the package all the things that one person ordered, or are they all separate things that different people ordered? Or did the Fitbit person order the wig and were they running away from a crime and wanted to throw everything into the backpack, I guess? And I said, it's completely random. But then I realized, I forgot to tell you guys about the absolute best thing that was in the box. It's this elaborate Batman costume. Like, you know how you order a Batman costume from like Amazon, or maybe you go get it at a Halloween store or something. It's just like this kind of, you know, cheap printed thing, flimsy stuff. You know, there it is. That's what you're going to wear for Halloween. This thing is like a full-on molded headpiece with a zip in the back. It's like a gimp mask. If you know how there are certain, I think it's the Ben Affleck Batman. It's so tight to his face that his face actually appears to be sort of popping out the bottom of it. Like his mouth is kind of coming out the bottom. Like it's completely molded to his face. It's like that. Like John put it on and became the Batman. Mm. It's got this oh my God. Okay, I guess I got to
take it out. Take it out. Take it out.
This is obviously my cue to stop talking about this. Here we go. It's a Sarah and Vinny show, you guys. Hi. 5K a day. That is on right now. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win $5,000 a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Right now. Just log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. If you do that every day you get a chance to win $5,000. So much money. Imagine that. We'll just cut you a check for $5,000. Every single day we're doing it. And we want you to win. We really like you. So listen to us on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. This is bad timing. Jessica Simpson, we talked about a little bit yesterday because she's getting a divorce.
I think she is so pretty.
She is. She's very pretty.
I would never play her music, but I absolutely
she's that
think
one good
she's
song.
Stunning.
Yeah. Nothing but a t-shirt on. I never felt so beautiful as I do. With you, with you. Isn't that the name of that song? I'm sure it's in Wide Orbit. That's like, to me, that's like her hit song. In fact, you know who co-wrote that song?
No.
Do you remember the I Got Kissed by a Flower?
Billy Mann.
Yeah, Billy Mann is a co-writer on this song. And this is Jessica's, like, I think this is her biggest hit, but I guess she probably has other hits and fans who are yelling at me right now. I don't know. I'm not a fan. I mean, not a fan.
Yeah, I don't dislike her. Just because I don't play someone's music doesn't mean I actively hate them.
No, God,
I don't
no.
play her music, but I think
I don't have any feelings about her.
Freaking stunning.
Oh, she's very beautiful. No Name, who used to be on the show years ago, he met her in person one time, and he said that, like, she's pretty in pictures, and he goes, you can't believe how beautiful she is in real life.
You look
upon her, and she looked up at me, and my heart stopped. Like, you remember him talking about that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
He was like, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Not only beautiful, she's so, it's like womanly. I don't know the right word. She's just curvy and
yeah,
squishy in all the right places. Mm. She's great.
Yeah, she is super hot.
So what about her?
Oh, I don't know. Weren't we just perving on her? Is that what we were going to do?
Anyway. Thinking about her.
Jessica Simpson mm-hmm. and her husband, Eric Johnson, they're divorcing. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I don't know. I don't know that this has, obviously they want to sell their home, but this isn't specific to this divorce. I don't know how long this thing has been in the works because the house went on the market well over a year ago. I guess in September of 2023, it was listed at $22 million.
Oof,
and there were no takers. So last August, she pulled it. And now it's back on the market for $17.9 million. And in a case of the worst timing ever, she's actually been evacuated from it.
Oh.
So that's, and I was looking at the location of it. I think there was an overhead of it, and it is up on a mountain, on a ridgeline. It kind of reminded me of like where the Tom Hanks house was located. It doesn't look anything like Tom Hanks' house. It's a big house, but it's sort of a more traditional looking house. Very, very nice, as you would imagine. But it definitely looks like it's in a very hard to defend zone. And so they've been evacuated, but that house is on the market. Do you think, how bad is this going to be for all those expensive houses up there? It's so devastating.
I just pulled up a recent image of her. Looks like she's done.
Oh yes. Lots of stuff to her face. Yeah. But look how hot she is.
I know, but
yes, but
she didn't need.
I can't
any
really
of that.
Tell. Is that lower lip just fat?
Yeah, she's got the.
She looks like she's got some pullback. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot. It's hard for these people to stop doing it.
Yeah.
She also, I was looking at some pictures of her yesterday because the divorce story came out, and she's a willowy blonde. I mean, she's a very sort of light skin, obviously, and light hair, and she puts the darkest eyes on. Every time, huge, just big black false eyelashes and super lined eyes. And in all the pictures, so it's her. She's like super light hair, super blonde hair. Eric Johnson, her husband, very light hair, even graying out. And just, they're all a bunch of white people. All the kids are like, really light blonde hair. And then, so it's like a beautiful photo with these eyes screaming out of the photo. Ah, it's a gateway to hell. That's what it looks like in all of these photos. This lovely family with the mom, with her hoary makeup on.
I like the dark eye. I like the way Jane does her eyes. She does the dark eye thing too. I can't stand fake eyelashes. I mean, I would never tell someone
you
shouldn't do that. But I think that looks... I also hate those fake nails. Like, my daughter's in a phase right now where if I take her to Target, she'll bring her own money and buy herself those nails. And I just look at it and think, what do you want that for? Like,
just to make life a little harder. Just to scratch my butt up, I guess.
But even prior to my daughter getting into them, I don't like it.
Yeah. Look, she's got to look put together there. She looks very devilish in that red dress we're looking at right now with her pointy nails.
Talking about Jessica Simpson, who in this photo is showing some surgery or some filler or some Botox.
Some attention's been paid.
Signs of that
face.
Doctor appointments.
Yeah. Well, some people have time for doctor appointments, man. They're like, anyone else? You know what my hobby is? We're talking about hobbies. My hobby's my face. Get that thing looking perfect. So anyway, this house, it made me really think, because I wasn't, we're all thinking about these fires. And as you started sort of turn toward the future, like at some point these fires are out and then what, what will the true cost of this be? And it's just so devastating. Like, she's one of a million people in LA whose house is on the market right now. Like, that is a market that is going to be.
No one is going to get out of this
ruined.
Lucky. We are all going to have home insurance problems by this. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, we're off the hook, you're not. You're going to, when you go to get renewed, that company is either going to double your insurance costs or they'll say, we're not renewing you.
Right.
So we really need to stress that Gavin and his insurance czar, whatever they call that guy, there's a term and it's not czar, but either way,
whatever. I like Czar.
I like Czar. Insurance Czar. Insurance Czar.
Whatever. They better come up with some alternate plan for Californians, because otherwise, what's going to happen to all of our mortgages?
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to surrender our houses. If you have a mortgage for more than X percent of what your house is worth, you wouldn't be able to buy the house because you wouldn't be able to demonstrate that you could get insurance for it.
Right.
They'd be like, no, we can't give you a loan for that.
Anyway, I'm sorry to hear about Jessica's plight. And, in the middle of a divorce, trying to sell a home I think those are two of the more stressful things that you can experience. I mean,
divorce, home sale, fire. It's like the imperfect storm. They bought the house. So I guess they cut the price by about $4 million and... there's some pretty good aerial views of the property. I didn't see anything from the listing. She actually bought the house in 2013 from Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
Mm. Oh, that house.
It's not that house, though. It certainly doesn't look like it from the outside. That house looked like sort of a Spanish style to me.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I feel like I think they showed exteriors on that house.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a classic Beverly Hills area.
Yeah. Looked like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, they had very close neighbors. Remember they were throwing stuff over the fence at the other neighbors?
Yes. And I think they were in the flats too, right? Mm-hmm. They lived in Beverly Hills. It doesn't seem to be that. Unless they've completely redone it and moved it up a mountain. I don't know. So they bought it for $11.5 million from Ozzy and Sharon in 2013. And I don't know what they'll ever get for it. I don't know who's going to buy any of these houses in those areas. No, there's always rich people, right? Just always are. Beyonce was supposed to make some kind of big announcement yesterday. And she postponed that due to the fires. And that's a lot of stuff is being postponed. And people are just waiting and seeing. It just doesn't feel like the right time to do a bunch of super fun things, and also it's impossible to do some of those things. Jay Leno, because of course he has his own fire truck. He has been, right? He's been driving his own fire truck to relief sites, and he's feeding first responders. So I guess he's picking up food places, great. And he shows up in his fire truck, and I'm sure it has a siren, and he puts the lights on and alerts everyone to his presence.
I didn't save the video because I didn't get to the story, but there's video out there. I'm sure many of you have seen it, where a bunch of first responders, firemen, walk into an In-N-Out, and they get in the line, and the whole place stands up and applauds them. And you can see these people are not used. They just want to get some food. They've probably been busy, and they're all trying to find a place to look because they're just like uncomfortable as
that's awesome.
The whole place is like, yeah. And I just thought that's bitching. I mean, you are risking your life and you're getting paid, of course, but to feel that gratitude, it has to feel good.
It has to.
Despite feeling uncomfortable in the moment, later you'll be like, yeah, that's awesome.
I'll put that up on the Facebook page.
Oh, you know it? You saw it?
Yeah.
You have that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that happened to them, and I'm not super surprised by it. If you were, like, you know, a bunch of firefighters walking in the middle of all this, you'd be like, not only am I going to stand up and applaud you, put your money away and go to the front of the line.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they won't pay for any meals anytime soon. And Jay Leno will have food for them as well, which is nice. Relief sites. I guess that this must be places where the firefighters are going to rest in between.
Ah.
Because relief site doesn't sound like, you know, those help sites. Oh, my.
So sorry. This is an ad that just came up on a news story.
Well, that's what happens. The internet. It loves us. It wants to tell us stuff. Would you like me to set alerts for that? No, I wouldn't. There is a GoFundMe for victims of the fire, and that has raised more than $100 million, in part thanks to donations from Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sofia Vergara, the Jonas Brothers, Pink, Kristen Bell Moore. This is a big one. You know what? It's a GoFundMe. There are a ton of these that are active right now. If you don't know anyone specific you want to donate to, I'm going to try and find this exact one that everybody's put into, because this is very large scale. It's over $100 million already, and I'll put it up on the ceremony.
Is the Red Cross text still active as well?
It is. Yep.
So that's 90999 Red Cross, all one word.
Yeah. If you text Red Cross to that, it's an automatic $10 donation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to redcross.org and make whatever donation you want. I think you can even volunteer. Well, probably if you're down south. Paris Hilton raised like $800,000 for relief in 72 hours. I don't know if she was like selling her amazing songs or something, or I don't know what she had to sell. Dogs that she's, I guess she's, I don't want to give her any crap. She's actually fostering some animals right now, even though she's also been evacuated. Don't worry. She's probably at whatever other palace she owns, and she's helping people's dogs or other animals. There's a wildfire relief concert.
I just have this visual of her showing up at a Hilton and being like,
I'll take my room, please. Obviously, it's the penthouse. That's hot.
And can you imagine she walks into the room and goes, this place is a dump.
You know, it's funny. I always, when I was a kid,
get my name off this place.
Didn't it seem like Hilton was a really high-end hotel when we were kids?
Like,
they're at the Hilton. Oh, wow.
I don't know if it
wasn't like a Motel 6 or something.
Yeah, right? No, it definitely wasn't that. But I
I don't know if it's still like that. I don't
stay at Hilton's. That's my hotel of choice.
Oh, is it?
Really?
Yeah.
I used to, when I traveled and I'd had, you know, I used to go to Hampton Inns because they always had the suite.
Yeah.
So you had a little room where you could sit and actually watch TV, not on the bed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, me and my bed problems, I've got to rearrange everything. Mm. Otherwise, I think I'll melt.
I'm
glad you haven't yet.
I had lunch with Mario Lopez once, and Mario Lopez, you know, Access Hollywood, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was one of
those. Wasn't he on a kid show too, Mario Lopez?
Stay by the Bell.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's
but he does all of the advertising. Like, he's the first thing when you turn on when you go to a Hilton. It's the entertainment channel.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and I looked at him and I said, I was like, yeah, I see you every day, every week. And he's like, oh, you must travel a lot. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, Major League Baseball players, anybody that I meet that travels a lot is like, I'm so sick of you.
Let me tell you all kinds of stuff. Just really briefly, I'm going to throw this in here and then I'll be done with most of my wildfire stuff. So there is a relief concert that's being put together for January 30th. I don't have any acts yet, but TMZ saying there's an overwhelming response from dozens of major musicians. So this may wind up being one of those televised events where there's people celebrities manning the phones, and you can call in and make donations. That's happened with other big disasters before. If I get more information on it, I'll give it to you as it becomes available. But they're aiming for January 30th, which is not long off. Okay, Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a story about Allstate Insurance tracking your movements and
great
banished words and more after these.
What? Wake up!
Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen at 9:05 for your chance to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Better Man.
Oh, Better Man.
From the director of The Greatest Showman, Better Man tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Better Man is in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com. That is bettermanmovie.com. Thanks for the assist.
You got it. Always here to back you up, buddy.
Okay, so today is National Bagel Day.
Oh, I love bagels.
I like a good bagel, too.
Mm.
For me, I can get a bagel, toast it, put the cream cheese on it, bring it in the car on my way when I'm heading out to surf.
Yeah, not messy, not greasy.
More than enough food to get me through 2 hours of surfing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just enough, and it doesn't have that, like, ugh. You know, that sometimes eggs or bacon or something will give you that like burp whatever, where you're like
a little greasiness. It's not all sugary. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of sugar in it. Sugar and everything.
Doesn't feel
right.
Okay. Happy bagel. Oh, by the way, when I mentioned that, I should have said, and I'm trying to finish this now. There'll be some deals on bagels today, depending on where you go. So look around. Maybe, I don't know, Noah's, wherever. Yeah,
sure, wherever.
Wherever you get your bagels.
Get an extra bagel.
There might be a bagel deal going since it's National Bagel Day. Okay. We just talked about this. I saw a story that said you need to start turning off all your location services on your phone. This data is being mined. And then I saw this story. Texas sues Allstate for using people's driving data for insurance rate hikes.
Oh, my God.
So we've all been familiar with the little thing they hand out saying how often do you drive? Like, this is when you get insured. Sure. You commute? Okay. How far? And they're trying to gauge how much time you spend on the road. These are
metrics that they use to calculate how much you're going to spend.
They use statistics to come up with a dollar number. And Texas is suing Allstate for collecting and selling people's location data to justify car insurance price increases. They're saying that Allstate has been unlawfully collecting the data through mobile apps.
Oh my God.
And location sharing software.
So you get their app and they know everywhere you've been. So that's a really specific, that's a great example of a specific use that is not something you'd consider.
So, well, because why would you don't?
Like, who cares if anybody knows where I am?
I just got done telling you. We use this Find My Person app
Yep.
because I need to know when mom's almost home so that I can go to bed. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, that's what this is for. I know there are people out there who would be like, I'm watching this nonstop. You know, Village, sorry, Village, but and I love you, but Village would be
a tracking device like, on her phone. It's
using
amazing.
That for evil reasons, right?
It's amazing the rate differences, too. You know, like, I moved from L.A. to here.
Mm-hmm.
My rate dropped like $400.
Oh, my God.
Just moving from L.A. up here.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, it that data really makes
and
a difference.
And you didn't even have a commute in L.A.
I did not. No.
But you worked out of your house.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
Put a pin in this story. We're going to talk more to Scott Budman about this location
and why
tracking.
Why it matters, right.
And why we might have to. Despite its usefulness, we might have to get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of it,
Well, I don't want to get rid of that one app, but you know, you can tell which apps are allowed to use it. You can dictate that. Like you sometimes a website will ask, "Can I see your location?" And you can disallow that. And I think that you can probably, like, I know Pokemon gets all my info.
And while I know there are plenty of people who are very diligent about these things, often people don't know why they...
Yeah, what do I care?
Why would I care? Hey, just hurry up. Not another thing.
Right.
Not another screen. Please right. just start
I
whatever
I'm trying
to do.
I can't picture my mom figuring out how to turn off the notifications for location services or whatever.
I've never used this, but this is an Amazon story. The next one I'm moving on now.
What do you mean you've never used it?
Amazon is ending its try before you buy option for Prime members.
Oh.
So I don't know this, but they're ending it. The service, which allowed Amazon Prime members to try on select clothing items, shoes, and accessories at home before completing a purchase.
Ah.
Is set to wind down in the coming weeks. Last day eligible customers can place orders using the try it before you buy it will be the end of the month.
You remember, was it called Zappos?
Yeah.
The shoe thing?
Yep.
The great thing about that was that you would say, I love these shoes. They look great. I want it in three. I want three different sizes so I get just the right size. And then it came in a box that you flipped the label over and put on your front porch and it left with the ones that you didn't want. Like the ease of return on that was so amazing. I've never done this, but if I had known about it, I might have.
Under the service, Prime members can order up to 6 select apparel items on a trial basis. Customers then have 7 days after receiving the merchandise to return any unwanted items without being charged. So of course, this is just ripe for abuse.
Right. Let me get this for
I'm
going to
put all that on. Exactly right. And here's the trip. Like my friend's wife is a bikini swimsuit rep. So she works in the bikini business and sells bikinis to the stores that sell them.
Right. Okay.
So she's not on the, and when she got a few of her brands into Nordstrom, it was like the biggest deal because now she's swimsuits are going to be everywhere.
Right.
The problem becomes that Nordy's takes anything back for any reason, anytime. And so if you want to be in their store, you have to make a deal with them that you're going to take the hit on all this returned stuff.
Oh my God.
And so you might go, in the end, it might be totally worth it. Like you're just winning because you're national and you're everywhere. But it becomes, and I don't know how Prime... being on Amazon and selling nationally probably had a lot of clothing companies saying yes to this and also eating a lot of returns.
Right.
This was used. And yet so I cannot sell it again. It's clear that person wore it, but I got to be on Amazon.
Right.
So I'm glad to hear that they're not.
That's interesting, Vin.
It's a total like pickle, I guess you'd say. Like in the end, you just have to do the math and go, I'm ahead or I'm losing in this deal, despite the coverage.
It's a great convenience. Like I didn't know that even existed. Not that I would buy. I don't know. I don't buy a lot of clothes on Amazon, but to be able to get that stuff delivered to your house, try it on, and then send back what you don't want, that sounds really convenient. But I can see where it would be abused. And it is easy enough to return stuff. Like, okay, if I want to get a pair of jeans, I'll just get the jeans. And if I like them, great. It's all set. I've already paid for them. It's done. And if I don't like them, I can return them. I don't know.
I mean, I know as a consumer, you want the easiest,
yeah,
the best fitting. It's your hard-earned money.
Sure.
So you do want that.
You do.
You could try going to a store, but you know.
Stores, what are the, what's that?
I know.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about is exactly right. What's wrong with me?
It's so sad that we can't even make that joke.
2025's banished words.
Oh. Banished here, as in.
These are overused. These are, okay. They're overused. And so it becomes.
Is literally thing. Still on that list?
Let me see. One of the new ones, and actually it's funny because I know you very well over all these years, and depending on who you hang with and what their crutches are, yeah, you pick them up.
I do.
And you came right off the mimic. Weekend. You came right off the weekend on Monday going, right? Right? Oh. And I was like, I don't know who you hung with, who's that's their crutch, but you had it hard on Monday.
This past Monday. Oh.
And I
say it a lot now. And I can remember the first time I ever heard anybody do it was on one of these home shows where the guy puts something up and it looks great. And he goes, it looks great, right? And I'm like, that's hilarious. And I just started working it. But you know who used to say it all the time? Is our old boss.
Like a
it was
lot.
And I would make fun of that. I would have I had a whole impression that I did of her. Which I'm sure you guys said, you know.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Pelvis
yeah.
first, right?
Uh-huh.
And now apparently I've worked it out. Okay, I'm going to try and get rid of it. So is right one of the words?
It's not.
Oh, but it should be.
But that was one of the ones that you came in with from the weekend. And I always just know, oh, someone she hung with says that a lot. And it just got into you.
Funny.
Cringe is overused. They say cringe. And I like cringe because I used to use a word, I still use it, crunchy is cringe.
Yes.
It's what it means, but it's just, it doesn't right. mean that though. It just is what how
That's
I used
cringe.
It. And cringe is a good description, but it's also young people have
Are
overused
your kids
it.
Using that?
No.
Yeah.
Yours?
No, I never hear it. Like, I didn't realize that was overused, but my son says that his music is called cringecore.
My teaching at the college, I pick up a lot of their crap, you know, like, when like was big, I was yelling at them about saying it. And then the next week I'm like,
everybody says like, you can't, like I don't even notice like anymore. It's
I think
ubiquitous.
Came on in the '80s.
It never went away.
It's been with us forever.
But cringe is definitely one I've heard overused over the years lately.
Mm. Game changer. Cringe. Again, they say people use it for too much.
That's
and
a
for
game
things
changer.
That aren't a really big deal, like it didn't change the game. You're actually just wasting that
game.
Word.
Same stupid game.
That's one they use in headlines a lot. You know, because when I'm prepping,
yes.
I see game changer all the time. This new thing is a game changer, and you're like, well, I better look at it.
Right. These are 2025's banished words: cringe, game changer, era.
Oh.
Used to
Taylor.
Describe a new phase in your life. Blame Taylor Swift. They actually write it right there. You know, one that I've noticed that's overused very specifically because it's just, everything's not iconic.
No. Like the whole point of an icon is something that is, there's nothing else like it. And they're so rare.
It needs to be used rarely, if ever,
yes.
to describe someone.
Right.
Not for every, like, well, okay, in context though, they're iconic. All right. If you must.
Okay. If you, right, exactly. I don't want to get a fight with you over this stupid word, but that is just not iconic. Well, even just, you know, amazing. People say, oh, that's amazing. Is it, though? Is it even amazing? And then you go, people are just looking for more adjectives that they can describe. So now they're going to iconic. Is it iconic? I don't know.
These are the 2025 banned words: cringe, game changer, era, IYKYK. If you know, you know.
Oh, I don't know that one. So
that's
I don't know.
That's
I don't
texting,
know.
But it definitely comes out of people's mouths. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, that one feels very over.
They say it's a half-hearted apology masquerading as just bold honesty. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Skibbity.
Oh, that's that toilet
which hasn't
thing?
Even. Yeah, it really hasn't had its moment yet because didn't you say they're making a Skibbity movie?
Yes.
Or is it a TV show?
There is something. Which, that Skibbity thing, I feel like it did have its moment. It was a short moment, and it was all it deserved. Goodbye, Skibbity.
It's it. That is one my kid.
Oh, they're on.
The fifth grader uses it.
Can you use it for me? Like, what's the context
of this song? Yeah, what would you say?
Or this word?
No, I can't.
Well, like if I handed you an ice cream cone, you'd go, oh, skibbity.
Maybe like that. Like, it's definitely like just that.
Great, wonderful. Fun, different, cool.
Yeah, it's like interchangeable in different ways, I guess.
I mean, I remember it being used years and years ago. Skibbity was it was kind of used in like a rap slang and stuff.
I'd never heard the word, and then I heard my kids say it, and then Sarah did a story about it, and then I looked it up, and it's just a toilet. Yeah. It's a video on YouTube. Weird...
Oh, well, that's I mean, I remember the word being used like. I kind of feel like it was used in Clerks, or not Clerks, or one of those movies with Jay.
Mm, it's not Bob.
Jay Mews.
Mm.
Skibbity can mean bad or cool. It can also mean a person obsessing over an inconsequential thing or problem. I'm going to look at the Urban Dictionary. A word used by gamers who are on YouTube shorts every day and are on a 3,000-day streak of being a virgin. This word is used when the gamer wants to be funny. What does the slang term skibbity mean?
3,000 day.
It can mean cool, bad, or dumb, according to context.
I think that's what I meant by it's interchangeable. Like, I think you would just throw that
just
out.
It's just a word you say, and it doesn't mean S.
Right.
I like it.
Skibbity.
I've certainly used huckabuck like that.
Oh,
it
yeah,
means huckabuck. Nothing. And people will go, what's a huckabuck?
No one knows.
That's old timey.
Yeah, we're on the back porch with our lemonade.
Anyway, there's some of the banned words.
I like that. That's fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say. Vinny, have you heard about...
Can't hear it.
What is it?
Okay.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, have you heard about the much-loved Malibu surfing icon... Randy Myad, who died from the fire. He lived right on PCH. Tragic loss to the surfing community.
Oh, my God.
I think I did hear about that. I mean, there's so many stories like that.
There are some stories that I'm sure... Look, I'm not reading exclusive stuff here. I'm looking at the same news stories everybody else is. I actually burst into tears reading something about this. Just the horrors that are happening. People having to leave other people behind, leaving their animals.
Mm-hmm.
There really aren't words for this.
Well, one of the things that I looked at almost immediately when the smoke started to clear, that you started seeing overhead satellite photos. And I never actually lived in LA. I'm from Orange County. I lived in San Diego for 10 years. And then I've lived in the Bay Area the rest of my life. Besides a short stay in Oregon. Anyway, whatever. But I do know that stretch of PCH where you drive through and all the homes are on the beach side while you're close enough to spit in the ocean anyway.
Yep.
And these homes are right on the water. They're all flattened and ash.
Oh my God. Isn't that where Kanye's... I bet his is still standing. It's concrete.
Yeah, the concrete one.
So I know the houses really well. I used to go to Malibu quite a bit. And like, you know, I know where the celebrity houses are, you know, that whole row gone. I mean, all the way up.
I didn't
up.
Realize I mean, that. I mean, just, thought this was just on the canyons. I didn't realize that it was, those are on the beach.
No, everything on the beach is gone.
Oh
yeah.
All the rest, the real land, my favorite place to have lunch is gone. Like, I mean, all these iconic Moonshadow, and all those houses that were on that beach side.
Oh, that is awful.
Just absolutely. And you could see how small the lots are.
They're right on the water in that. At high tide, the water was probably washing into the ash.
Yeah.
You know, because they're built on sticks, basically. Oof. Anyway, those are all gone. Just ash. But, you know, that's not all that surprising. Big Basin fire that happened here 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, in Santa Cruz, that fire jumped the road and went down the beach. So it burned the shrubs and the bushes and the stuff there to keep the sand from flying around that they'd put in. But going there now, I can be sitting in the water and looking at the charred trees that are trying to come back to life now, all along that hillside.
How long ago was it?
5 years, and there's still just major burn scars there. Major. Mm. It's coming back, and it's nice to watch because you feel like, whew.
Right.
the beauty is still underneath, but man, it's real. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
What is marrying Brad Pitt worth to you?
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.